pricing on all equipment and attachment, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Walt Tip the Road Rage, Ramona, in the texter who made my day text of the day. It's texter 803. Texter 803 writes, Ramona, Walt, it's your fault that Gordon Lightfoot died. The texters are, man, all over this. Hey, absolutely all over this.
Don't mess with the texters, right?
That's right. And they know that today's basically a Friday.
Today is Friday.
You know, Friday they're always a little friskier, and they know that today is effectively Friday. By the way, in case there's anybody who doesn't know, we're not on tomorrow. Clemson football's on tomorrow. So if you want to talk to us, you have to do it now. So 654-7627, 654-7627. All right, we have a lot of college football to get to. And wait, what is this? What is Texas 704 saying? Oh, God. Oh, it's Victor. No, it's not Victor. Oh. I see. I don't know if I can read that on air. Are you seeing this text, Ramona, about what the texter is bringing us on Friday when he picks up the thing he won in the auction? I'm afraid that it's a gift. So I'm not going to say any of that on air. Not that, you know, his wife is going to be listening, but I'm not going to risk that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I know who that is.
But you know who won that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but look what he's going to bring us, Ramona. That's like my all-time favorite.
Yeah,
it's like my all-time favorite, Ramona.
I know.
You may get the Oreo cookie donut treatment, Ramona.
Yeah, I see that. Took a picture of it. I noticed.
Let's see. What is this? He says, the texter said, Walt, it's your fault that Gordon Lightfoot died. Said, Walt, it's Michael from Batesburg. I love the show, Walt. Listen all the time. Glad I made you laugh. You did. You made my day. I appreciate that very much, Michael. Thank you. All right. I want to get to some hardcore college football talk and talk about who and what Louisville is. Okay. So, and again, it depends what game you look at. You know, I was thinking about this earlier today, Ramona. And maybe some of you Gamecock fans can remind me of this, because I think it was when Holtz was at South Carolina. But I believe Lou Holtz said this, and I'm sure others have said something of the sort. But Lou Holtz, at one point, I believe when he was at Carolina, said that in college football, he coaches a different team every week. And I was thinking about that comment. That was the gist of it. It may not be verbatim, but it was the gist of it. In college football, I coach a different team every week. And again, I'm certain Lou Holtz said that. Well, I know for a fact he said it. Again, I mean, it'd be quite verbatim. But I was thinking about that applied to this year. Has it ever been more true than it is now? I mean, from week to week, we don't know what these teams are. It's become almost impossible to project or predict them because we just don't know. There are just too many wild cards in it. And if it is still possible to project and predict them, then we've psyched ourselves out in an effort to try and find some degree of consistency with these teams. I mean, we assume all sorts of things. Like Clemson wins a game and we think, oh, well, this there's going to be carryover from this. Really, what makes you think so? And this isn't just Clemson. This is anybody. I don't care where you are or who you are. This is absolutely everybody in this insane season. There is, like, no consistency. There, the teams that have been consistent are very few and far between. And they are basically Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M. And now we're done. And A&M almost lost to Arkansas. They beat Arkansas 45-42. And they're one of the consistent teams. But everybody else below that line, you can pretty much throw out consistency. From week to week, we don't know who or what these teams are. Any of them. Like right now, we're all hoping that because we watched Clemson beat a bad Florida State team, that somehow means, well, you know, that's good positive momentum. And that's going to carry into next week. Really? Is it? Against a much better team than the one the Tigers just played? I don't know. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Just not sure about that. I'm not sure there's any carryover from week to week in the world of college football right now. I haven't seen it this year. And while I'd like to believe that beating Florida State at home means something, I'm concerned about that notion. Because Florida State's not Louisville. And this game is not here. Louisville's not perfect. They just lost to Cal. Which, again, sort of proves my point. And proves the point of the dude in Texas. But, you know, I think when you look at Louisville and who they are, they're a much better team than Florida State. And that's the concern. I mean, so even in that game, all right, even in that game, forget the madness of the Texas guy and whether that has any impact, but I have a Clemson team that what we hope and what we want to believe is that beating a bad Florida State team at home in a very strange game means that you can go to Louisville on a Friday night and win. On the other hand, from a Louisville standpoint, they just lost as a 20.5 point favorite at home to Cal, who traveled all the way across the country to beat them. Okay, so what do I make of that? Yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, here's the thing. How would you know? What is there to evaluate in what I just said that logically carries over to this game tomorrow night? There's nothing. There's nothing. There's not a thing I can look at in those two games that says to me, okay, well, that tells me this is going to happen tomorrow night. If you think so, then you're just inventing it. Because there's just no way. I mean, you can be impressed with that win over Florida State at home if you'd like. I saw a coverage bus and everything else in the first half and a Florida State team sort of self-destruct. I saw a Florida State team that had a game plan that was just insane. Insanely bad. And it was here. I don't know. If that makes you feel warm, all warm and fuzzy, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But then again, like I said, I just watched Louisville basically lose to a crappy Cal team at home. So who are they? And oh, by the way, Miller Moss quarterbacks them. Talking about consistency and lack thereof, well, he's Mr. Inconsistency. As we told you before the year, as we told you when we first heard that Louisville had gone after Miller Moss, that was a losing proposition. He's no Tyler Shuck, and that's absolutely freaking obvious. I mean, one guy's got a great arm, the other guy has no arm. So there's your, I guess that's where the similarities end. They both play quarterback. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Thanks for getting in, Matt.
With this, the playoffs are 12 this year, isn't that correct?
Yeah.
The fifth power team or whatever. Is it probably going to be USF at this point?
Well, it's conceivable. I mean, it's conceivable that the ACC gets left out, if that's what you're talking about.
Okay. I guess my question is, does the American have an automatic bid?
Well, it doesn't. Look, the top G5 team gets in.
Okay, I gotcha. I didn't know if they had an automatic bid or not. No. So, I don't know who the top five team would be or what the other.
I think it's going to be South Florida. I've thought it was going to be South Florida all along. I haven't changed my mind. I think they're by far the best G5 team. Honestly, they play in a really tough league, and I think anything can happen in that league because there are a number of good teams. But I think all along South Florida has been the best team. I think they still are. And I think they're the most dangerous team to a G4 team, should they be matched up with one.
And do you think conference championships will go to the wayside after this year? Because they're kind of pointless at this point.
No, because they're money makers. I mean, otherwise I would say yes. I think they muddy the water, and I think they create a lot of problems. Tester asked on Louisville, their running back is out right now. Correct? Yes, Isaiah Brown is out. Kewan Brown is in, so I'm going to talk about that. I'll get to that in a few minutes. Sorry, Matt.
I would say Louisville wins. I think you're right. I mean, there was a lot of busted plays that Clemson got really lucky on, but I think the offensive firepower of Louisville is a lot different. I don't know if that's necessarily your point, but I think Louisville will win. When was the last time Clemson actually won a Friday night game or a Thursday night game? I can't remember when that has ever happened recently against a decent opponent.
Honestly, I haven't even got to what scares me about Louisville, but I'll sum it up in two words. What scares me about Louisville is Jeff Brohm. That's what scares me about Louisville.
Right. He's a wizard.
Yes, I think he is. And I watched what he did to Miami, and I'm going to get to that.
And one last question, and I'll run. The quarterback play from UConn, if I'm not mistaken, the kid's thrown 25 touchdowns this year, zero interceptions.
Yeah, zero picks.
Does he have NFL talent is number one question. And number two, that's a phenomenal job.
It is.
Whoever's coaching that kid. But Matt, I appreciate Walt.
Thank you, Matt. He's a seventh-year player, and he has learned from his experience. Yes, and I've talked about him before. And he's 6'4 and 225 pounds and has an NFL arm, but he is older. It's going to be interesting to see. But, yeah, he has something like 25 touchdown passes against zero interceptions. That's right. And I've talked about him before. I've written about him on Twitter. I've talked about him on the show. Yep. Texas said big game Brohm. Right. Texas said he took friggin' Purdue to a Big Ten championship. Exactly. See, Brohm is what worries me. And I went back. Look, I do this every week. I try and tell you everything I know every week in relation to Clemson's opponent. And so as part of that, I go back and I do the work. And so last night, in the middle of the night, I'm watching Louisville-Miami while you're sleeping. And then I went to Louisville-Cal. But I watched the Louisville-Miami game. And I'll tell you the things that I saw. Let me take care of some business, and we'll get back to this in 1 second. Let me tell you about my guy, Nick Lavery. Now located at 1011 Tucker Boulevard, Suite 500. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? By the way, the Suite 500, 1011 Tucker Boulevard, is right behind Mellon Mushroom. Nick's office is conveniently located in Clemson, as I said, 1011 Tucker Boulevard. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. DUI, you know, look, if you've been charged with DUI, it's a devastating event. It can disrupt your entire life.
It doesn't have to. It means you're going to have to go to court. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your future. That's Nick Lavery. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. Don't do as I did. Do as I say. I was involved in a fairly serious accident on Clemson Boulevard. The first thing I should have done was call Nick Lavery. I didn't, and I basically signed my rights away, and I wish I hadn't. Wrongful death. If your family's facing the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find justice. And finally, parenting is hard. If your child tells you they're in trouble with the law, it gets even harder. What do you do next? You call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com, Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, nicklaverylaw.com. By the way, Ramona, did you ever have any of those things, Ramona? DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Did you ever have any of those? I may have had one or two. I didn't have a DUI. I could say that. Did not have that one.
Fake ID?
Yeah. My brother had the DUI. It was the last one he had. Quick break.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular cash pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Hey, Clemson fans, so much to do and see in downtown Seneca, just a few minutes up the road. Check out our Facebook at Seneca SC Events. Check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show. The lights go on Friday before Thanksgiving. Bring the whole family. It's absolutely free. And the Seneca Christmas Parade is December 1st. Race for the Green is March 14th. Follow us on Facebook to keep up with everything happening in downtown Seneca.
That's a mistletoe.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
With the holidays here, most everybody's putting on the pounds. But what if I could tell you about a way that you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and more confident? Of course, I'm talking about PhD weight loss, where I was able to lose 50 pounds on the program just a few years ago. It changed everything about how I think of food, and my PhD coach showed me exactly what to eat and how to handle every situation and enjoy the holidays without the guilt. At PhD Weight Loss, their metabolic reset system helps your body burn the fat first so you lose weight naturally and keep it off. They have helped thousands of people, and they are confident in their program, and they guarantee the results. No starvation diets, no endless workouts or drugs, just a smarter, science-based system that works. And right now, for the month of November, they are waiving the consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking right now, you're going to get the 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. Mention code 2026START to get the bonuses. You have a choice, and make it now. Make 2026 the year you make the change. Call PhD Weight Loss today at 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900, or visit them online at myphdweightloss.com.
At Estes Heating and Air, family means everything. As a family-owned and operated business for over 25 years, we know the value of trust, care, and keeping your home comfortable year-round. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, we treat every customer like one of our own. Because when you call Estes, you're not just another service stop, you're part of our family. Schedule your next service today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, family-owned, community-trusted.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Two stores, one destination. Four Men on Exchange and Nuteek Boutique. Whether you're looking for women's clothing and home decor items or men's fashions and gifts, we've got you covered from head to toe. Nuteek Boutique is at 122 East Main Street, while Four Men on Exchange is at 102 Exchange Street, just across the street. So no matter who you're shopping for, you'll find it at Nuteek Boutique and Four Men on Exchange. So come by to see us Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4. Downtown on Pendleton at Nuteek Boutique, 4 Men on Exchange.
Hi, I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true.
Walt Deptulu Road Rage, we are back. You know what I want to know from you? Seriously, on a Thursday, which is a semi-Friday, what's the best coffee? Now, I don't mean like out, okay? Like, I like Krispy Kreme coffee. I'm asking, what's the best coffee you can purchase, like, on Amazon? That's what I'm asking you. Because, like, the other day, I was sick of the coffee I was drinking. So I'm listening. Here's the thing, okay? Like, when I'm working a lot, I'll listen to audiobooks. And I've really started doing that. You know, it might be because I'm wearing these reading glasses and it just gets, like, the reading part. So I start listening on Audible to various books, right? So there's a focus issue with that you learn when you do it, because, like, real life goes on. You know what I mean? And like, you have to stop it sometimes and go back because you were doing something else. You were paying some attention to something else. But that's what I started doing. So, like, I'll series of books that I've read before that I'm actually listening to again is an author, an Irish author named John Connolly, who has a series called the Charlie Parker series. All right, he's a detective and there's a little bit of supernatural in this, but it's really well done. It really is. But there are a lot of them. I don't know how many there are. So I'm listening to one the other day, and they bring up coffee, right? And they're talking about the fact that they had this Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee or whatever. So they agreed it was the best coffee. So I don't know, maybe Connolly has a deal with Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee. I have no idea. But in any case, I thought, okay, I'm going to try that. So I ordered it off Amazon. I tried it for the first time this morning. Pretty good. But I'm curious what you people, and it was more money, of course. It was more money than the coffee I've been buying. And maybe you do just get what you pay for. But like when I was a kid and I was working at this country club for a while, and, you know, doing all these evil things. When I was a kid and working at this country club for a while, we had something, I want to say it was called Brown Gold Colombian Coffee. I'm not sure. That's what it seems to me. That's the greatest coffee I ever tasted. This was like a hoity-toity place, and they claimed that it was the greatest coffee ever. And I think it pretty much was. I haven't been able to find that. But I'm wondering, like, is there some coffee that some of you drink that you swear is the greatest coffee ever? I'm talking about drinking it black. I'm not talking about adding all sorts of crap to it. I'm not talking about those extravagant coffee places. I don't go there. I don't care. I'm just talking about black coffee. You drink it straight. Is there a particular coffee you drink that you love and that you swear is like the best? I'm just sort of curious because I'm willing to try some others. I like coffee. I like anything that's coffee.
I know that about you.
Right. Coffee ice cream is my favorite ice cream. I would kill for coffee ice cream. Anything that's coffee, I will kill for. In fact, Hannah, every Christmas, gives me these little coffee candies that are just awesome. You know what I mean? That I look forward to. I wait all year to get them. So, you know, I'm like Mr. Coffee. It wasn't really Joe DiMaggio. It was me.
So
I want whatever you have. You know, if there's some coffee you drank that you swear is the best, let me know. Tell me where you get it, because I'm just curious. I'm willing to try some others. I see you in there waving around. When a home's too hot or cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on to handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers absolutely every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostic with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job that holds you over until the next problem. Nay, nay, nay. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. And that's what you need. You know, if we have, you know, 10-degree nights, and you lose your heat, that's a problem. And Ace will be there. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid any surprise, unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co., listen now, right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance for customers, $189 value. Take advantage of that. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. You will 100% thank me later. All right, we're going to continue this conversation about who and what Louisville is and what you have to watch out for, good, bad, all of it. We'll get to it. Orange Tiger, how are you?
What's up?
How you doing, Orange Tiger?
I'm going to try to get this in quick. Your coffee debacle. You know what I do? Just get the donut shop great value from Walmart. Okay. Medium roast. Okay. I drink it black.
All right.
I mean, you can get like 48 cups or something like that for about $10 or $15 or something like that. I don't know. I can't remember the price. But I mean, if you want something that's going to be pretty good, I think it's better than your name brands, but it's a great value. Okay. Donut shop, medium roast. Right. Unless you're wanting some kind of dang fancy schmancy stuff.
Now why medium roast? Because like for example, like I'm think, like I like everything sort of straight. So I'm thinking to myself, dark roast. Except I think I read recently that dark roast is like burning the beans. I think I read that. So now I'm thinking.
I don't like drinking Starbucks or whatever they are. I don't like drinking theirs because it tastes burnt to me.
Okay.
So it says right here, I'm looking at right now, it's ground coffee. It's medium, bright and balanced.
Okay. Bright and balanced.
48 cups in a Keurig.
All right. All right.
I don't put nothing in mine either. I just drink it straight, right. And it tastes wonderful.
All right.
But there you go on that. Another question before we go. I want to know exactly what you think we're going to do tomorrow night in Louisville. Are we going to just get aired out on, or are we going to actually be able to compete a little bit? I know we'll probably have some bus.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't seem to – people get behind us somehow or another.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be able to completely rush, you know, and you know, stack the box all night long either. That's not going to work. So I'm just curious on the defensive front and the offensive front. I'm wanting to know if you – think we're going to be airing it out, or we're going to try to run the ball and control the clock and keep Louisville off the field.
Yep. I'll tell you what, Orange Tiger, you just stay tuned for about 5 minutes because I'm getting to all of this right now.
All righty.
Thank you, Orange Tiger. Appreciate that. By the way, Lolly, who is a professional chef, writes me and says, Lavazza, hands down, dark roast. I never even heard of that. Lavazza? Do we know that? Lavazza? That may be like above my pay grade. I don't know any Lavazza. I'll have to look that up. Lavazza. Where do I get Lavazza? I'm sure I can get it on Amazon. Now, I don't know if it's going to be real Lavazza or like Chinese Lavazza. Not sure. Don in Greenwood. Don, what's going on, Don?
Hey, I got a great coffee for you.
Good. Ramona, write this down, would you? Write these down, because I'm going to use this, seriously. Yeah, jot that down. Go ahead, Don.
Green Mountain, Nantucket blend.
Okay.
Or the Green Mountain Columbia blend.
Okay.
They're both awesome, black.
All right. Green Mountain, Nantucket blend, or Colombian blend.
Correct.
All right. I'm going to try that, Don. I appreciate the advice.
Go Tigers.
Thank you, Don. So
can I give a prediction for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm going to give it in a couple minutes, Don. Just stay tuned.
Sure.
Thank you, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yes, sir.
Yep, thank you. I like that. Don participating, give me a coffee to try. You have that one, Green Mountain. Green Mountain. And there were two varieties. You got them? Good. We'll try them. I'm going to try them. And then I'm going to have to try this Lavazza. I don't know where I'm getting that. I don't know where I'm getting that from. But I will endeavor to persevere to find that. All right, let me get to back to Louisville and who and what they are. All right. Here's what Jeff Rom threw at Miami. Okay, just from a preparation standpoint, what you have to worry about, what you have to deal with when you face Jeff Rom. I don't know quite what to make of California and Louisville, but I'm going to focus on this game because I think this is where you really had Louisville's A game and Brom's A game. So Brom comes out against Louisville and against Miami, and obviously Miami has a fierce pass rush with the two defensive ends, Messidor and Bain. And they can really get after the quarterback. So the Louisville game plan is centered on quick game against Miami. They want Moss to get the ball out of his hands quickly. By the way, let me just mention one thing, because as I jump ahead later, I might forget something, so I don't want to. So let me connect the dots. If you can't get home, I said this earlier this season, it proved 100% true in that game. If you cannot get home against Moss, get your hands up. And this should be being preached to all Clemson defensive linemen this week. I'm sure it is. If you can't get home against Moss, get your hands up. Because he had multiple – listen to what I'm saying. Get this, Ramona. He caught multiple passes that he threw in the California game. Are you following that, Ramona? You look puzzled. I'm not hearing you.
I know. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Moss caught multiple passes that he threw.
Explain that.
He had multiple balls deflected at the line of scrimmage he wound up catching.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not what you want as a quarterback, all right? It's not what Brom wants for Louisville. But since it happened multiple times in one game, what that tells me is if you can't get home, get your hands up. Get deflections, because those most frequently turn into turnovers. So that's something to be aware of with Mr. Moss. In the Miami game, now, let me also tell you about Louisville's answer to that, okay? Look, this is where you come for everything, all right? Louisville's answer to that is cut blocking, all right? There were times in the Miami game where they cut everybody. And what does that do? This is how it works. If they're going to go quick game, they're going to cut block. Why? Because they want to get your hands down. Right, that's the answer to the ailment I just described. So I'm giving you both sides of that equation. From a Clemson standpoint, if they can't get home and there are a lot of quick game throws, the Clemson defensive linemen need to get their hands up. But at the same time, watch for Louisville cut blocking, because they're going to cut block in an effort to force your hands down. That's the whole deal. That's part of this. That's going to be a big part of this game. Trust me on it. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. We're talking Louisville and know your opponent when we get back.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar, starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxon Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Football season is here, and there's nothing better than cheering on your favorite team in the comfort of your home with your family and friends. At Fort Hill Natural Gas, we're here to make your game day even better. From firing up the grill for those perfect burgers and brats to keeping everyone warm when the sun goes down, natural gas is your MVP. It's fast, reliable, and always ready to fuel your fun. Make sure your next game day gathering is the best one yet with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Visit FHNGA.com today and score big on savings.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset, keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. dawpickens.com.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you.
Walter Petula Road Rage, you know, when I can sing this song, legitimately, because I don't mean like Taj Boyd sing. I mean, I legitimately can sing this song. I'm not going to on air unless somebody pays me. And that will depend how much you pay me, but I legitimately can sing that song. Is that Kwok just getting back now? Was he lost? Was he lost?
I don't know. Kwok
heard that he was being blamed for all of gambling.
Yeah, how about that?
I did offer a vigorous defense for my friend William Quackenbush. I did. Yes.
Yeah,
very, very vigorous. Very vigorous. You can get in if you want. By the way, I'm getting all sorts of coffee suggestions, which I really appreciate. And you know what, Ramona? I've got people seconding and thirding the Lavazza thing. I got a bunch of Lavazzas. I also have multiple Death Wish coffees. I have multiple Death Wish coffees from people I trust. Then I got a Cafe Bustelo. Bustelo? I don't know that. I got a Folgers Black Silk. I'm writing all these down. And people saying you can get Lavazza at several different places. I'm looking who. Oh, on the Dark Roast thing. This is, you know, Ramona, this texter wrote me this and he said, Medium roast is healthier for you. A dark roast kills all the antioxidants in the coffee. Other than that, just a matter of choice. That's actually what I had read. I knew I had read something.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's what I had. I knew I had read something. I couldn't remember what it was. I was thinking to myself that there was some reason that they recommended medium. Okay, so now I know I need the dark roast because I don't care about that. So the dark roast is what is probably what I need. So in other words, I just wasted all that money on that Blue Mountain Jamaican coffee, which came in
maybe not.
Yeah, I try. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's better than
what you say about car in a get by.
Yeah,
in a buy.
Right, right. Well, I was doing the get by thing, so now I've elevated from the get by thing. So that's true.
It was in the cabinet with the honey.
Tex said Black Rifle Coffee. Isn't that the military-made coffee? I believe that is. Yeah. I've heard that. I've got another Folgers Black Silk. I've got several Black Rifles. Black Rifle, Loyal Sport. I've got several of those. What is this? Oh, this is more Black Rifle. Black Rifle Tactisquatch. It's funny. All right, to Louisville. I hope Quack is all right, Mark, because he hasn't come in. Maybe that's not. Maybe somebody stole the van. Maybe it isn't Quack driving it.
No, they drove all around the parking lot.
Who knows?
You're right, though. I haven't seen.
Who knows? On the Louisville front. So let me tell you all the things that Jeff Rahm is likely to throw at you tomorrow. And again, this is what concerns me the most. And after I said this, people are all over this in agreement. My biggest concern with playing Louisville are two words, Jeff Rahm. And he does have weapons, all right? Chris Bell is a round one NFL receiver. He's physical. He's athletic. He's fast. He's great after the catch. Colin Lacey has multiple punt returns for touchdowns this year. He's incredibly dangerous in space. So let me tell you how this is going to go, all right? You are going to see Louisville employ quick game, and they are going to try and get the ball in the hands of their playmakers in space. What they want to do is what every offense really wants to do, is they want to create one-on-one matchups with their playmakers in space against your defenders. And quite honestly, if they get one-on-one matchups in space with Chris Bell or Colin Lacey against Clemson, Clemson's not winning those matchups. They're just not. Those two guys are too dangerous and too good after the catch. So it comes down to Moss. Now, from a run game standpoint, they will not have Isaac Brown, but they do have Kewan Brown. Now, Kewan Brown is physical. All right, he's averaging 7 yards a carry. In their latest game, he rushed for 120 yards, 120-something yards. Kewan Brown is dangerous. Duke Watson is a talented back, too. So, look, everyone knows Isaac Brown because Isaac Brown ran all over Clemson last year. I would be worried about the scheme and the way Louisville creates this run game because I still think they're capable of doing that to you again with the other Brown. With Kewan Brown. I think Kewan Brown is a dangerous dude. I don't think that because Isaac Brown isn't there, that there's going to be this massive drop-off. It's going to look a little different. Kewan Brown's a little bigger back, but he's dangerous. He runs through contact. He's got enough speed and explosiveness that he can go 50 yards on you. He's still dangerous. And there's more. The more is... among other things, they do a good job with pulling the guards. They'll pull Musa. Musa, the right guard, is a load when he comes at you. And then there's this. Something else Brahm did against Miami. He played three quarterbacks at one time. That's right. On multiple occasions in the first half, even in the first quarter, he put three quarterbacks on the field. He put Miller Moss on the field with Brady Allen and with Deuce Adams. And then when they get down near the goal line, when they're in the red zone, He brought Deuce Adams in to quarterback. Deuce Adams is a redshirt freshman, a big-bodied, athletic redshirt freshman. And when Adams comes in the game, there is a really good chance he's running the football. So, I mean, I think people will be aware of that. But nonetheless, as a viewer, it's what you should be looking for. These are all the things that Jeff Rahm is going to throw at you. All the window dressing, all the motion to set you up. And obviously, Clemson's defense has been susceptible to busts. Well, that's an issue playing this team, because this team is going to create eye discipline issues. If there's any place on the schedule where Clemson's confusion defensively is likely to show itself, it's against this team in that building. Because of all the things that Brahm is going to throw at you. Like I said, he had Miami dazed and confused in the first half of that game. He won the coaching battle. He had them dazed and confused with all the things he was doing. And again, it's to get your playmakers isolated in space on with one-on-one matchups, most notably Bell and Lacy. It's to run the football physically as they do with whichever running backs are in the game. In this case, it's going to be Kewan Brown and Duke Watson. And then they'll also throw to the tight ends. Like I said, early in the game, even in the first quarter, there were times they put three quarterbacks on the field. I don't remember in the first half them doing anything that was especially interesting out of that. It might have been they just wanted to show that look to Miami, but that doesn't mean they won't playing at home against Clemson. It doesn't mean that Brahm hasn't saved something, because he almost certainly has. So I would expect to see some of that. Again, I think you will see times where they put three quarterbacks on the field. If Deuce Adams is in the game, they went direct snap to Colin Lacy. They also ran direct shotgun snap to Colin Lacy. So the old single wing, if you will. And that's another thing you're going to see. So you get all the window dressing, all the efforts to get the ball to Bell and Lacy in space. You're going to get three quarterbacks on the field at one time. If Deuce Adams is taking snaps as the quarterback, you can expect him to run the football because he's a dynamic runner. That'll be probably more towards the red zone. Again, they'll pull the guards. They love to pull Musa. He's pretty good in that capacity. They're still going to run the ball. They're not going to be deterred by not having Isaac Brown. They're just going to hand it to Kewan Brown, and the results are going to be pretty similar. Body type a little different, probably pretty similar results. I don't expect some major drop-off there, because if you think so, I think you're going to be surprised by how good Kewan Brown is. So all of these things are part of what Brahm is going to throw at you. And again, I would advise Clemson defensive linemen, if you can't get home against quick game, to get your hands up. But realize that Louisville's answer to that is they're going to cut block and they're going to try and basically chop your hands down. So I think that's the game in terms of the Clemson offense. In terms of the Louisville offense versus the Clemson defense. I think that's the game. Those elements right there are the game, and how Clemson handles it and Clemson's degree of eye discipline, which is going to be essential, eye discipline without busting against a team that is going to be able to run the ball. And Louisville is not going to do the Florida State thing. All right. Florida State did Clemson a great favor when Tom Allen showed bare fronts early, and he basically played a game of chicken with Florida State and got them to back out of their own running game. Jeff Rahm is not going to be deterred by anything you do. Not to mention the fact, and look, I don't like Miller Moss. Okay, I think Miller Moss is a borderline scrub. I'm sorry, I just do. I just don't think he's any good. But he's not going to miss the throws that Castellanos missed, right? He's not the athlete Castellanos is. He's not a runner. He's not any of that. You know where he's going to be. But he's not going to miss the throws that Castellanos missed. Now, he's not going to throw the ball great vertically down the field because, as I said even before the year, he doesn't have arm strength. It's one of the reasons I was not a fan of that addition. He's really the weak point of the team, but he could still be effective against Clemson. And he was effective against Miami. So those things are certainly possible. And that's what I would be aware of. Let me tell you about my friends at AMPM Farms. Kwok was out there today. Listen, there's no place like it. When we say farm to table, we mean it. Platt and Ashley Moore, great people. They own a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn. You're talking true farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They own their own cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. It's a huge differentiator. 95% of the beef in this country does. Look, I've tried it all. I've tried it absolutely all. In fact, I have more steaks right here in the freezer from AMPM Farms. I'm taking home tonight. I've tried the tomahawk steaks. I've tried the dry-aged ribeye. They have the best selection of dry-aged steaks in the upstate. No one's close. I've tried the filet mignons. I've tried the weekly burger flights, the organic chicken. It's all incredible. Once you go to AMPM Farms for any sort of steak, you will never go back to wherever it is you're getting steak now. You won't even think about it. It's like I always say to Ramona, you know, I don't mind paying for something. I hate paying for something's bad. I've been buying a lot of bad steaks before AMPM Farms came along. Three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, Travelers Rest, open 7 days a week. Their market has an incredible variety of local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild game weekends include things like bison burgers, elk tenderloin, alligator lamb. It's AMPM Farms, three locations, Fountain Inn on Allenbridge Road in Greenville, Lawrence Road, Travelers Rest, South Main Street. You'll thank me later.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Get ready to rock. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
This winter, save big with Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Upgrade to an energy-efficient Armstrong air system and get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits before January 1st. Plus, choose 60 months no-interest financing or up to $2,000 in rebates on select heat pumps that may also qualify for utility rebates. That's real money back and long-term savings on your energy bills. Schedule your free estimate today at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Engineering.